Hello. Yes, flight 17. Yes, I'll wait. Hello. Yes, that would be for Dr. Alexander Stone. No, Stone. Stone is in rock. Yes, that's right. Now, yes, I'll wait.
I did not!
Well, somebody did.
Don't go blaming
Mother,
it on me.
Mother, would you please listen to what Jeff did?
I did not!
Children, please, I'm on the phone. Hello? Yes, flight 17 at 7:30. Thank you.
Now, Mother, would you come out here, please? Please, I want to show you. Jeff walked all over my bachelor button.
Oh, now, listen, I've got better things to do than go walking all over your bachelor button.
Mother, come here and just take a look. Look.
Now I ask you, are those my footprints?
Well, they're awfully big.
I'm a growing boy, but my feet are not that shape.
It was some kind of animal.
Hey, look, there's more tracks.
This is some practical joke of yours.
What do you think I was doing, walking around on my knuckles?
Well, I wouldn't put it past you. I'm afraid Jeff is innocent, for once. Mother, if these tracks are real, what could it have been?
A dinosaur, maybe. Something from outer space.
Stop it. Well, something's been here.
Darling, do you have any luck?
Oh, Alex, come here a minute.
What?
Take a look at these footprints. What do they look like to you?
Oh, I don't know. A cat of some kind. Did you have any luck with it? Cat? That size?
A lion, at least.
Oh, no. No, I'd say... I don't know what I'd say. Anyway, I wouldn't worry about it. Did you have any luck?
Luck?
With the airline.
Oh, yes. It's all arranged. You're on the 7:30 flight.
Good, thanks.
Daddy, wait. What about this?
What about it?
Well, something was here and it could come back.
Don't be silly.
Well, that's not so silly.
Well, you're going to be scared of a few little footprints.
Well, I'm not scared exactly. It's just that... But of course I'm not scared. Don't be ridiculous. Oh. What do you want to do, fright the children? Why should I be scared? What's there to be scared of?
That's what I say.
Alex.
Huh?
Do we have anything in the house? Like a gun?
It's 7 o'clock. Where's that cab?
They said they'd send one right over. Honey, I'll drive you to the airport if you want.
No, no, honey, I don't want you doing that. He'll be along. Well, now, you're not going to be nervous while I'm gone, hmm?
Oh, why should I be? After all, I have Jeff. Oh, there's reason right there.
Now, just don't get to imagining things. Wild beasts or anything.
Oh, honey, I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah, well, just remember, this is Hilldale. There hasn't been anything wild in Hilldale since the Kepler's last party. So don't get yourself worked up over some monster that doesn't exist.
Dad, you just put your finger on it. A monster.
Jeff, if you're trying to scare us, save your breath.
But I love monsters. Hey, you know, I saw one last Saturday. Hey, I think there's one on TV tonight. Anyway, he was all furry, and he had these claws, like, and these horrible teeth. I think he even had a couple extra eyes. Real neat.
Jeff, what is it with you and monsters?
They have so much in common.
There's my cab.
Oh, here, honey.
Thank you, darling. Goodbye.
Trip.
I will. Yeah, take care. Yeah. Goodbye, honey.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, monster.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I remember it now. I've seen this one before. It's not great, but it's okay. Better than nothing. This is a tomb. It hasn't been opened in 1,000 years. That's why the hinges are so rusty. Oh, this is where it starts getting good. This is where they run into the monster.
But it's so dark.
Don't worry, they'll see the monster. He glows in the dark.
Oh, really?
It's from the marsh gas or something. You get that around these old tombs.
You hang around there much?
Oh, don't miss it now. This is where it starts getting good.
Oh, Jeff, for heaven's sake, this is ridiculous. Turn it off.
But, Mom, I gotta see how it comes out.
You know how it comes out. You've already seen it.
But you haven't.
Honey, I don't want to. Now it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Well, I don't know how anybody's going to sleep tonight after that.
Just when it's getting scary.
Oh, Jeff, would you lock up before you... Maybe I'd better lock up myself.
Oh, Jeff. Honestly, Jeff, why don't you grow up?
You know something? You just don't understand monsters.
No. No, let me go. Mother!
Mary?
No. No, let me go!
What's wrong?
Swear.
Shh. Do you hear something?
Hear what?
Shh.
Listen. I don't hear anything. Well.
Somebody's trying to open the front door.
Maybe if we made a noise, it might scare him away.
What is it? It's a bear.
Bear my eye. That's a dog.
Jeff, are you sure that's a dog?
What do you think it is?
How do we know there isn't a man inside?
No, no collar. Nothing.
Well, he belongs to someone. We'll just have to turn him out and he can...
Mom! We can't throw the poor dog out in the cold.
Well, honey, no one's throwing him out. I mean, he lives around here. He belongs to someone. He has to go home.
Well, Mother, I've never seen him around here before.
Oh?
He's just a poor lost dog looking for a friend. He's hungry, tired, lonely, discouraged.
Oh, Jeff, please.
Mother, he's the one who tromped all over my bachelor buttons.
Hey, Mom, can we keep him?
Oh.
Well, Mom, I've always wanted a dog, and we've never had one. I mean, everybody has a dog. Everybody but us. And look, now here he is. He just walked in on us. Mom, it's fate.
Honey, it's also someone else's dog.
Well, Mother, he must be valuable. Some rare breed. I mean, look how beautifully he's been kept.
Well, that's why we have to try to find the owner. Someone's probably combing the town looking for that dog. Oh, hello. Give me the sergeant's desk, please.
You gonna have him arrested?
Honey, the police station is the only place you can report a missing animal at this time of the night. Oh, hello. Hello. This is Mrs. Stone, 1427 Elmwood Drive. Has anyone reported a missing bear? I mean, dog? Well, we have one. What kind? He's huge. He looks a little bit like a bear.
What a doll, baby.
Hey, watch it, will you?
He's not yours. I see. Well, if anyone's looking for a big, brown, shaggy dog, I mean really big, we have him. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mrs. Stone, 1427 Elmwood Drive. Thank you.
No calls, huh?
No.
Are we going to keep him?
Well, sure we're going to keep him, aren't we, Mom?
We'll talk about that later, dear.
Oh, good. Come on, boy.
Oh, Jeff, not upstairs. He can sleep in the garage.
In the garage?
The garage? Mother, listen to the thunder. It's going to rain. Well, you can't put the poor dog in the dark garage all alone.
Yeah, that's inhuman. Oh, Mom, let him sleep in my room, please. I mean, how would you like it if you were alone and friendless and somebody stuck you out in a dark garage?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Come on, boy, let's hit the saddle. Come on.
A boy and his dog.
I'm still not sure that's a dog. We've had the phone ring before in the middle of the night. I wish Daddy were here.
What's going on?
It's just the telephone, Jeff. Go back to bed. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who is it? Hello? What? There's no one on the line. That's strange. Mother, do you suppose somebody called to see who answered? Or to see if we're here alone?
Now, Mary, stop imagining things.
There's someone trying to get in the front door.
This time it's no dog. What's the matter?
Disconnected.
Dead. Somebody cut the wires.
On the plane.
I've been sitting out at the airport since 7:30. First, they couldn't get one of the motors on the plane started. Then this storm came up and they canceled the flight. I tried to call you. Out at the airport, it is raining cats and... What is that?
Oh, it's a dog. Isn't he great?
He's lost. And Mother called the police department.
But nobody's looking for him.
Let's discuss it all in the morning. I've had it. Let's just get to bed.
Okay, come on, boy.
Good night.
Where are you going?
Like you said, to bed.
This night isn't real. It's all a dream. Oh, well, I'll wake up on the plane. All right, now, darling, go to sleep now. All the spooky stuff is over. Father is home.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Good night, darling.
Good night.
Oh. You know, you and the kids shouldn't let little noises like that upset you. After all, if I'd have been home, you... What was that?
What?
I heard something.
Alex, nothing else can happen tonight. It's your imagination.
In the front yard!
I don't care if there are 20 someones in the front yard. I am not getting out of this bed again.
He's standing on the front steps.
Mother. Daddy. I heard the noises. Again.
No, honey, run back to bed. I'll handle it. I'm going down there. You stay here.
Honey, I've made the trip so many times tonight, one more won't make any difference.
Donna, I think that I...
Alex, I'm a veteran.
Dr. Stone? Dr. Stone, my name is Carlson.
Oh, how do you... Come in.
I'm sorry to disturb you this time.
Oh, my wife.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Stone?
How do you do?
The police department said you'd reported a dog you'd found.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That looks like him, all right. I'm the owner.
No.
And then when I was getting out of my car to go into the restaurant, zoom, Audi leaped and disappeared. Mm. Well, I couldn't go on to Chicago without him.
No, you really had a problem.
We know how you felt losing a dog in a strange town.
Yes. Something tells me he's still lost. I think I've lost him to your son.
Oh, you know how boys are with dogs. Jeff!
Dr. Stone, let me explain. I was only taking him to Chicago with me because there was no one to take care of him. Well, I didn't want to leave him in a kennel. Well, I don't know how you feel about dogs, but... Well, I have a theory. That dogs, well, they know where they belong and where they're wanted. Oh, let's face it. He's adopted you folks. If you'll have him. He's never had a family before. A boy and his dog.
Let's put it this way, Mr.
Dr. Stone. He'll take over your home and your heart. But you'll love him.
Well, if he's adopted us, who's big enough to argue with him? Tell him.
I think he already knows.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.